Internationally trained nurses will be able to take a nursing communication course tuition-free thanks to new provincial funding. Kwantlen Polytechnic University, KPU, has received $180,421 from the Ministry of Postsecondary Education and Future Skills TOT for the Professional Communication for Internationally Educated Nurses, PCIEN, course. It is designed to assist internationally educated nurses improve communication for entry into professional practice, expand health and idiomatic vocabulary, and increase understanding of culturally expected behaviors of the Canadian healthcare system. The tuition-free course is a great option for students who are ready to grow their careers, said Amy Bagalka, Dean of KPU's Faculty of Academic and Career Preparation. The course is very practical and hands-on, with opportunities to work with standardized patients and receive coaching from both a language instructor and a nursing instructor, said Bagalka. Past students have felt overwhelmingly positive about the class and the ways in which it helped them move to the next step in their career. The funds for KPU were part of an announcement of $4 million to support tuition-free adult basic education and English language learning pathway programs at 11 public postsecondary institutions and Native Education College. The 11 public postsecondary institutions and NEC each offer unique approaches that reflect their region, student population and programming. Institutions may customize their programming. In this case, KPU is using the money for the course to help internationally trained nurses. The latest PCIEN course started May 8th and runs until August 5th. To learn more about the KPU course, visit the PCIEN page on the KPU website. Our government recognizes the importance of helping people upgrade their language skills and advance in careers in high-priority sectors, said Ann Kong, Minister of Postsecondary Education and Future Skills. Investing in this program at KPU is one of the important ways we are making it easier for internationally trained nurses to practice in BC, so that people can access the care they need. The need for nurses will only grow. According to the new BC Labour Market Outlook report, which looks at job trends for the next decade, said several factors account for the increased need for nurses, including population increase, an aging population requiring more health care and more complex care, and retirement of workers currently in the system.